From time to time, writer Annie Lamott joins us with an entry from her diary about life with her almost four-year-old, Sam. Here's the latest.
I got clean and sober 7 years ago today, but for the last few weeks and until this afternoon, there's been rampant addiction again in the house that I share with my young son, Sam. We've been sort of broke for a while. I'm a single mother, which means I'm the only hunter around here, and the moose steaks in the freezer are running out. But I had a new book published recently, and hope springs eternal, and somewhere along the line the phone became like a giant syringe or a plate of cocaine. It caused huge highs, lows, cravings, withdrawals. Every time it rang, my heart leapt with anticipation of it being someone who wanted to give me vulgar amounts of money or at least a spot on a TV talk show. And coincidentally, once I started sitting by the phone, looking like I was doing Lamaze, Sam started spending more and more time out in his playhouse. He has this big second-hand plastic playhouse out front where he sometimes just sits by himself, thinking. On good days, when I'm feeling spiritually fit, I see the playhouse as a sort of training zendo, because he can sit there doing nothing, just concentrating, with a small smile. But on bad days, I see it as where we will be living if Maury Povich doesn't call soon. There's a tea set out there for shots of apple juice and a plastic phone on the wall, which Sam mostly uses to summon me when he spots a snail. He hates snails, despises snails, and I come running, unless, of course, I'm on my own phone getting a hit. So it's mostly been lonely around here, what with me strung out on the phone and Sam out in his playhouse so much. But I think I may have finally found my way back home. It was a slow day around here today. Maury Povich still hadn't called, and I was working at my desk, craving the right phone call, when it finally rang. "Yes, Lord," I cried, but it was just a friend. I sighed, all but drumming my fingers as I listened, thinking bitterly, "Oprah's probably trying to get a hold of me, and here you are tying up the line." So I rejoiced when Sam began to call, "Snails, snails," from his playhouse. I said to my friend, "I'm sorry, Sam needs me. I'll have to call you later." Then I went outside and picked up the tiny snail that Sam had spotted in one corner. It was actually lovely, but so delicate that my fingers went through the shell and broke it. It made me feel sad and a little creepy, but I tossed it into the garden. And I really did mean to sit down with Sam and let him pour us both a cup of tea, but right then the phone rang again and I rushed outside. This time it was someone important, an editor of a big newspaper, and I was instantly bathed in the narcotic of validation. It was exactly like when your new lover finally calls. This editor was sort of fawning on me, and my first thought was, "I love that in a guy," and I settled in for a nice long talk when suddenly Sam started calling to me again. He'd spotted another snail. I rolled my eyes and kept talking. Then I noticed that I was wiping my hand off on my pants, the hand with which I'd broken the tiny snail shell, wiping and wiping away like Lady Macbeth in blue jeans. I stopped in my tracks. Slides started playing on the screen in my head of all those years I was drinking and how much wiping goes along with the territory, how much spilling and waste is involved, how many things need to be wiped up or wiped away or rubbed in. Sam called me again. "God," I said out loud. Now I was seeing slides of tense, lonely children watching their parents wipe away at themselves. The important man said, "Excuse me?" And I said, "My son needs me. I'll have to call you back." And I hung up the phone and stormed out to the playhouse as if I was holding an Uzi with which to blow away all those loathsome snails with which to protect my child.
Annie Lamott is the author of Operating Instructions, a journal of my son's first year.